Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 27th day of October. Today we're reading Luke 15:16-32, and Luke 16:1-3, and reading the International Children's Bible. The son was so hungry that he was willing to eat the food the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. The son realized that he had been very foolish. He thought, "All of my father's servants have plenty of food, but I am here, almost dying with hunger. I will leave and return to my father. I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am not good enough to be called your son, but let me be like one of your servants.' So the son left and went to his father. While the son was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. He felt sorry for his son, so the father ran to him and hugged and kissed him. The son said, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am not good enough to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Hurry, bring the best clothes and put them on him. Also, put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get our fat calf and kill it. Then we can have a feast and celebrate. My son was dead, but now he is alive again. He was lost, but now he is found.' So they began to celebrate. The older son was in the field. As he came closer to the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. So he called to one of the servants and asked, 'What does all this mean?' The servant said, 'Your brother has come back. Your father killed the fat calf to eat because your brother came home safely.' The older son was angry and would not go into the feast. So his father went out and begged him to come in. The son said to his father, 'I have served you like a slave for many years. I have always obeyed your commands, but you never even killed a young goat for me to have a feast with my friends. But your other son has wasted all your money on prostitutes. Then he comes home and you kill the fat calf for him.' The father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me. All that I have is yours. We had to celebrate and be happy because your brother was dead, but now he is alive. He was lost, but now he is found.'" Jesus also said to his followers, "Once there was a rich man. He had a manager to take care of his business. Later, the rich man learned that his manager was cheating him. So he called the manager in and said to him, 'I've heard bad things about you. Give me a report of what you have done with my money. You can't be my manager any longer.' Later, the manager thought to himself, 'What will I do? My master is taking my job away from me. I am not strong enough to dig ditches. I'm too proud to beg.'" Let's pray that we will be like the son in this story, and if we're lost, we'll come back to Jesus. Dear Jesus, please help us to be like the son in the story that you taught us. Help us to come back to you if we're a lost son. Help us to come back to you and to become your child and to become your brother, and help us to truly give you our life and to truly permanently come back to you if we're lost. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.